This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receipt for a point.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us and tuning in and knowing that you never want to miss any Mile High tick, including Mile High in August 20th to 23rd, 2020. Make sure you're there. www.milehigh2020.com is where you can get the 411 on that. And of course, to not miss any Mile High tick, make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're watching this on YouTube or Stitcher or iTunes or Facebook or wherever it might be, so you are always in the know with all things on Higher Ground. We are grateful to have on this podcast my close personal friend who will be joining us at Mile High in August and is really, I say this very frequently, the man who is the reason that Mile High even existed and got initiated and sparked by his inspiration. He almost needs no introduction, but we will introduce him anyway. Dr. Liam Schubel is really a chiropractic ambassador to the world. He has many, numerous, I can't keep count, offices in Peru and the Dominican Republic, and is also highly politically active in the state of New Jersey, and is has served many organizations in the chiropractic profession, including Sherman College on its board of trustees and the IFCO in many positions. Thank you so much for all you do and give, Sherman, to the world, Liam, and thank you for joining us on this podcast.
Well, Dr. Danny Knowles, always a pleasure to speak with you. It's great to speak with someone so high up in the atmosphere there, us being here at sea level in the People's Republic of New Jersey. And yes, a great pleasure to speak with you and look forward to getting deep on some topics that are of interest to folks listening to the program.
Yes, and most certainly there's been some things going on globally. And you have said for many years that I am crucial to the transformation and evolution of the planet. And how do you feel about that in the current global circumstance?
Well, you know, we all are crucial to the transformation and evolution of the planet. If we weren't, we wouldn't be here. I mean, we all fit that piece of the puzzle that is necessary. Now, the idea is to try to work in synergy. You know, the idea is to use our specific gifts that we've been given on this planet and then work with others and contribute those gifts to create something long-lasting, hopefully outlasting us, and something for the good of the world. And I think, you know, each and every one of us, I would hope, aspires to do that day in and day out. And I think this current crisis, you know, that people throw that term around, that we're in is a great example of an opportunity for us to become introspective, for us to get back into what our vision is, clear that up, get back into what's our purpose, what it is that drives us, and then take advantage of the time that we have, quote unquote, free now that we normally wouldn't have because we'd be out there serving others, to go inside and try to work on creating a better version of ourselves every day. And I think that's what I know. That's what I've been doing. I know that's what my teams have been doing. And that's really, I think, you know, we should always be doing that, but I think now we really have, it's been put right in our face where we have no other option except to do that.
Yes, and I agree right there with you. And, you know, we're telling our team, and I know I've been on the phone with chiropractors and chiropractic students and chiropractic teams around the world daily, and everybody is then utilizing this. So how do we come back better and stronger, right? How do we go from the shock to, oh, I've just got to survive, to how do I thrive through this, right? So when you're talking to your team and the people that you lead, what are your steps that you're telling them to, like, so we can thrive?
Yeah, great question, Danny. So I have a two-pronged approach with the, let's, you know, I have multiple businesses, but let's just talk about the chiropractic business. So I have a two-pronged approach. One is we need to be working with our practice members. And then the second group of individuals we need to be working with is our staff. And now for me, that staff would include not just secretaries, but also administrative staff and the doctor staff. As you may know, I employ 25 doctors of chiropractic in my organizations worldwide. And so, you know, we've been working on, as far as the first prong, which is with the practice members, we've been working on maintaining that level of engagement, creating more certainty, creating more level of credibility, showing them more potential and options that they have, definitely designing different products and services that they can take advantage of in this time that they can't come into the office. In my offices, all of them have been closed pretty much for the past month. Because of the jurisdictions that they're in. So we've developed online cyber products and services that people can participate in. And also we've been really upping our engagement, whether that be with WhatsApp, Instagram, email, Facebook Live. You know, I've been doing a lot of Facebook Lives, and I have to tell you, we've been really growing our social media imprint. Because, again, this is just a great advantage. And I always look at, you know, a lot of people look at crisis and focus on all the things that are bad. I look at crisis all the time and say, great, let's see what the opportunity is. And I learned that. I remember listening to Dr. Sid Williams, and he had a tendency always to say, whatever the news was, he would say, and he had 20 offices, and he'd say, whatever the news was, he'd say, I'd say, great. You know, that was his instant response was, that's great. You know, and so one of the things that happened to him was one of his clinics were burned down. And so they called him up and they said, Dr. Sid, I have real bad news for you. One of your clinics just burned down. He goes, great. Now I could build that clinic exactly how I wanted to from the beginning. You know, we can make this place even better, serve even more people. And so, you know, one of the things that's been great about social media and the imprint that we've been able to make is that we really have, more than ever before, probably in history, a confined audience. We have a captive audience. And, you know, I can't even imagine this. I mean, I don't think I've been bored ever in my entire life. I always have projects going on. I have too many things going on. But there are a lot of people in this world that are bored, that they have nothing going on, and they really appreciate us providing content for them. So we've been repackaging. I'm in the process right now of repackaging some old content that I had and now putting that back over the social media, and we are getting great feedback on this. So my idea has been throughout the course of this is to show our practice members that, you know, we're thriving, that, and they're part of a thriving organization, and that, you know, they look to leadership. Okay, great. We're the leaders, and we'll guide you, and we'll show you the right path. Because we want them to look at us as leaders for the rest of their life, as trusted health guides for the rest of their life. And so we've been providing those things for them. And I have to tell you, it's been growing and growing. You know, we've done some things now where, you know, we don't know when our office is going to open, but we're setting up appointments for people. You know, we are selling first consults with people online. And so, you know, we've created a demand. We've created an emotional trigger, and now people are pulling that trigger and taking action steps. And I got to tell you, the day our office opens, it's going to be, I mean, we're almost afraid. You know, a lot of people are looking forward to the office open. We're almost afraid because, you know, I think the avalanche is going to be so huge. There are so many people that desire what we have, and now's the opportunity to reach those people. Those people normally, they might be at work, you know. Normally, they might be, you know, out doing things. Now they're confined in their home. And so here's a great opportunity to say, to show them the value of what you have, show them the level of credibility you have to deliver it, and show them that you're a winner and you're a leader. And this is what winners and leaders do. You know, they say it's during moments of crisis when the true leaders start to come out. You know, you see, and you could see that in our profession. You could see the, oh, woe is me crowd, you know, oh, poor me. Pobrecito mio. You can see the people saying, okay, how can I adapt? How can I thrive? How can I make this my best year ever? And that's what we've been focused on that first prong with our practice member. It's been really great. Now, with our doctors and with our staff, we've been taking the opportunity to do all these online trainings and really go deep. You know, we really want to go deep into the philosophy of chiropractic. I mean, imagine this. We have the opportunity to cover every aspect and component of philosophy because, again, we have a captive audience. I mean, our staff is really not doing too much, so we could go back in line. And what we're doing is we're filming all this, and now we have all this information on philosophy, on communication, on sales. You know, I've been working with some of my marketing team and showing them different strategies to market and recording all this. So now we have a tremendous amount of content that we can use for training in the future. So you better believe that when this crisis lets up, you know, now I have a series of training videos that I can use for the rest of my life. I mean, it's the greatest thing. And I wouldn't have had the time, you know, to do this beforehand. So I've been busy, busy, busy for over a month. I mean, my wife says, gosh, you're working more now. You know, like, Shubal, you never work. You're working more now that this crisis is going on than you ever have before, you know, when business is as usual. And I'm like, honey, because we have so much opportunity. This is, you know, hopefully not going to come along for another long period of time. So let's take full advantage of it. Sorry about that interrupt. Let's take full advantage of it and get the most out of it and create this content and these programs and inspire our teams and create a greater level of wisdom and understanding. Because if they have a greater level of wisdom, understanding, and certainty, that's going to bleed out into all the communication from here on out. So I'm very excited about the future because we're training in the now for a great future.
And, you know, that's the thing. It's seeing the gift that's there. Because in many ways, a lot of people have been asking for exactly what's going on. I just wish I had a month to create this, right? You know, I'll tell you this. As you know, I just did a podcast with Dr. John DeMartini. And what he said is going to be the circumstance. I love this analogy. I know you're going to love it too. He said it's going to be like a spaceship going around the sun. That's like we've been going full bore, and then like as you go around the sun, it's small, it slows down, but then it slingshots forward. He said that's what's going to be happening in chiropractic offices around the world.
Yeah, without question. I mean, like I said, this thing, once they let loose with this, it's going to be insane. I mean, we've been doing cyber consults now because people are saying, I don't want to wait. I want to get all that information up on the table. And then, you know, the moment you guys open, I want to get started with the care as soon as possible. So, yeah, I you know, there are people out there that are really wanting what we have. And right. We have an opportunity right now that we've never had to get to them. Because a lot of the people that normally wouldn't be online at different hours of the day, now they are, and they're ready and ready to listen and ready to take action.
Now we talked about the practitioners in practice and you and recommendations, which I highly recommend people take action on those if you have not already. Dial in what he's just outlined and take it to another level, like Dr. Shubal is, and he always does. Are you okay, Dr. Liam, with getting a little bit political?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I you know me. I much to my own peril at times, I get political, but I can't help it.
So let's get a little political.
We get political, let me tell you why I always get political and why I always say what is on my mind. You know, I was watching a leader in our profession the other day talking about, you know, holding back and not saying saying what you truly feel because you're trying to gain rapport with people and everything. And I just have never been good at that. And thankfully, that strategy of not holding back what I feel, sometimes that's polarizing. But I have to tell you, it's created these tremendously loyal groups in business, in politics, in education, as well as in my personal and private life. So I can't imagine, you know, being a chiropractor, holding back. I mean, I think the whole idea about living life is expressing yourself optimally at all times. I just think there's something unhealthy about holding back. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I think we call it authentic.
Authentic. Thank you so much. Great. Yeah, great.
And so with being authentic, politically, with the chiropractic profession, isn't it interesting what we've seen with the WFC?
The WFC, absolutely. I mean, I got to tell you, they've been a laugh riot to me. I know a lot of people get upset. I just think it is absolutely hilarious that an organization that claims to represent chiropractors in the world, just because they have a web page, a Facebook page, and some people that they gave these high and lofty titles to, an organization that claims to represent the world has a high level of ignorance, and it's been very interesting to watch, a high level of ignorance about the state of research in the profession as it relates to chiropractic and the immune system. And I've just watched in absolute bafflement. You know, I've watched and said, you know, to me, it's sometimes when I see these people doing these type of things, it reminds me of that scene. You know, that we didn't live through this, but in the 60s, you know, where they were trying to integrate the school systems. And, you know, there was a governor in Alabama that was blocking the African-American children from entering the school because, you know, in his state, that was a legal thing to do. And he was saying, I'm on the right side of the law. And it reminds me of, you know, Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. You know, the things they used to say is that, you know, the law may be the law, but what's right is right. And I was looking at an Ayn Rand quote the other day, is that, you know, there's either right or there's wrong, and in the in-between is where the evil is. And I kind of, you know, got that from it was amazing, from the WFC statement. And then I was shocked to see Parker going in along the lines of that. ACA, I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, that's totally along the line. But again, you know, this profession always wonders why we have to settle for table scraps, you know, about treating back pain and neck pain, which we do great with. Everybody in the world knows we do great with back pain and neck pain. But what a tremendous loss that people around the world are waiting for their children to show signs of back pain or neck pain when they could be having an optimized nerve system. And we know that nerve system, I mean, there's a whole realm of study in medicine called neuroimmunology, the connection that the nerve system has to the immune system, whether that be directly or indirectly. And we know through chiropractic studies that when we do chiropractic adjustments in the nerve system, there is an effect in the immune system. To deny that and to say that there's no credible research, you know, I think that's inauthentic. I think that is that it's, well, it's either inauthentic, it's a lack of knowledge, so it could be ignorance. But what I think it mostly is this PR position, is this idea of, hey, once again, let's not express what we truly feel. Because I even think that some of the people that are saying that in those groups, their kids are getting adjusted because they know the effects that it has with the immune system. They're getting them adjusted themselves because they know the effects it has on their immune system. Right. I mean, how many times do we hear from practice members over and over and over and over again? And I know you could say, it's anecdotally. Well, it's an anecdotal avalanche from around the world. It's an avalanche of anecdotal evidence of people saying, Doc, you know what? Before myself and my family were getting adjusted, we used to get sick all the time. Every time there was a cold or a flu, we were sick. Ever since I've been getting adjusted, I haven't been sick. Or if I get sick, it's, you know, a short period of time. I mean, this thing is great, this chiropractic thing.
Well, it's interesting that you said that there's a whole field of study called neuroimmunology. There's actually a whole field of study called psychoneuroimmunology as well, you know, that ties the mind into all of that, right? And I guess that doesn't exist either.
Well, yeah, and I think, Danny, it's this idea, and you know, I see it even with chiropractic colleges that are still supporting the WFC. You know, I don't know what the behind-the-scenes detail is, but it always shocks me when I look on the WFC website and I see listed as supporters Life University, the ICA, Life West. I'm saying, gosh, these are guys that, you know, they're self-proclaimed vitalists, you know, why would they be supporting an organization that comes out and says that there's no credible evidence that chiropractic adjustments help the immune system? It just seems beyond logic to me. And I know that sometimes the logic that I hear that's being put forward is, well, it's better to have a seat at the table than to be on the menu. You know, that to me is small-minded thinking. That to me is a lack of vision. You know, my thought process is, let's create a bigger pie. Let's create a pie that's even greater with a bigger vision, and let us be the leaders of that. Why are you becoming deferential to an organization that in reality is not representing in any way, shape, or form the great majority of chiropractors in the world? We know that the great majority of chiropractors in the world are vitalistic in their formation. We know that the great majority of chiropractors in the world have an understanding that the nerve system affects every other system of the body. Matter of fact, that's probably why the majority of chiropractors in the world got into chiropractic. And we also recognize that chiropractic has great results with musculoskeletal or neuromusculoskeletal conditions. Nobody's denying that. So why can't we all come together under a common understanding that there is an innate intelligence of the body? The body has a self-healing, self-regulating, self-aware intelligence that uses the nerve system to communicate from the brain cell to the tissue cell and the tissue cell vice versa, and that the vertebral subluxation limits the body's ability to heal, to function, and to adapt to its environment optimally. Why is that such a difficult concept? I mean, that is something, by the way, that the average human understands.
Hey, somebody told me that when I was 13, and it made complete sense to me. I was, you know, a kid. So, and that's why we're here now, right? And it's so amazing. I know you've been saying it. I've been saying it for years and years. You've been saying it for years. Matthew McCoy has been saying it for years. You have to stop feeding the monster, right? And the organizations you're mentioning, self-proclaimed vitalists, and there's many more on that list, like they're feeding that monster with resources. And people have to decide to stop when's enough, and I'm not giving them money.
Well, and that's it. And I've seen, you know, and by the way, these are people that I like. And I know I have to tell you, every time I mention these organizations and I mention them in this fashion, people think I hate the people in those organizations, and I don't. You know, there's a Rubicon group, and Sherman College of Chiropractic is proudly not in the Rubicon group. It's a vitalistic movement. And, you know, some of the top researchers in the chiropractic profession have said, hey, listen, what you're doing, the way that you're representing chiropractic is not accurate. You need to make those changes. And some of the leaders in that group of the Rubicon, and it's certainly not the majority, decided to ignore those people. I think Donnie Epstein was one of the people that was ignored in that. I know Christopher Kent, Matt McCoy, you know, some of the greatest leaders in chiropractic research were actually not even, their position was not even represented. And that's why Sherman College of Chiropractic was not in the Rubicon. So my point of view is this. Why can't we create a table that is bigger than anybody else's table and then lead it? You know, why can't we just stand up plainly and clearly and state what we're about? What do we have to lose? We've never done that before. We've always, from a political standpoint, we've always caved. We've always tried to moderate our message so it's somehow watered down. And that's the idea, is like, oh, please, we'll be good. We'll just take back pain and neck pain. Just please include us in the insurance system, you know, the third-party paying system. We'll be good, I promise. We won't do long-term care for chiropractic. We'll just stay in a treatment model that hasn't served the publicly optimally for the entire history of that service, of that idea, of that model. We won't try to push the envelope. We won't try to transform and evolve the humanity as we know it. You know, chiropractic was a gift to the universe, and it was the ability that we had to connect with a power higher than ours and connect with each other and transform and evolve as human beings. And that gift has been squandered because we've decided to sell out for, you know, some third-party payments in order to treat some musculoskeletal conditions. And I think the world is sick of it, frankly. I mean, I think we're seeing this right now, Danny, in this crisis. There is an entire focus on pathogenesis rather than a yin and a yang with the salutogenic versus the pathogenic model. If you think about it, our top experts in the entire world right now, all they got for us is wash your hands and stay away from each other. There is no talk. There is no talk.
They also don't have evidence of that.
Right. And so the top experts in the world right now for this crisis, the people that are leading us, are not telling us how to harness that internal power. They're not telling us how to strengthen that internal power. As a matter of fact, here in the state of New Jersey, our governor, Phil Murphy, he's started to open up the jails and let some people out, right, so that they're safer. And he's closed down the state parks so that people can't go out and exercise because he's afraid that they might come in contact with other people. You know, like the people aren't smart enough to social distance. So I got to tell you, it's the world turned upside down, but that's an opportunity. And I think we've seen now that this pathogenic model, this focus entirely on the pathogen and how to treat it, is not serving us in the world. So we need to start looking at a salutogenic model. Imagine if people had immune systems that were totally function at their optimal. Imagine if their nutrition was on point, if their hydration was on point, if their mental attitude was on point, if their spine and nervous system was functioning on point. Can you imagine if that was the case? We'd have superhumans. And that's the idea of chiropractic. That's the promise of chiropractic, is that we have people functioning, healing, and adapting to their environment at the optimal capability. So we should be not quiet right now. We should be not trying to water it down and saying, hey, we're about back pain and neck pain. We should be speaking up and showing the research that we have and being proud of that and saying, hey, we are essential and here's why.
Yes, absolutely. And focusing on our highest gift. So part of that, defining subluxation as a joint dysfunction and highlighting back pain, neck pain, and those things that, like, yes, we're not in disagreement that that's an aspect of it. However, it's not highlighting your biggest gift, right? Highlight what we have, the farthest reaching concept, you know, that we have evidence that quality of life is impacted and that coherence of what organizes your body is impacted. We should be highlighting the farthest reaching thing. Rather, you know, like there was a time where we said as a culture, hey, you know what, we're going to go for putting a man on the moon, right? And that was crazy talk, but we did it, right? So what the thing is, it's myopic chiropractic, right? It's having myopic vision.
Well, and that's what, to me, what was so disappointing about the Rubicon. I was so excited about the Rubicon. I mean, if you think about it, you had Life University, Life West, you had New Zealand Chiropractic College, Barcelona Chiropractic College, you had some German schools in there, and they were all going to move around the vertebral subluxation and that limiting the limiting function of the vertebral subluxation as it relates to the spine and nervous system. And what did they settle on? Stuck joint. I mean, that's what we're all about. We're all about freeing up stuck joints. Come on. And you know, the idea of the Rubicon is we put our line in the sand and this is, and we're not going off this. And I'm like, great. That's a great thing. We should be doing that. Here's our chance to all get unified. You know, everyone loves unity. Let's unify around something that everybody could truly agree upon. And everybody in the vitalistic movement should be agreeing on the science and the research. And the research shows that the vertebral subluxation is so much more than just a stuck joint. That's absolute insanity. And so that's why Sherman College of Chiropractic pulled out of the Rubicon. And by the way, I'm not done with the Rubicon. If maybe there's going to be a new leadership. I know this. I know that the old school in the Rubicon, that's kind of like the group that's holding this whole thing back. The younger people, I've been in some of these meetings before, and it's hilarious. When the old school leaves the room, the young people talk and they say, what are we doing over here? You know, but they're all afraid because, you know, these are our elders. We need to respect them. And I say, you know what? I do respect them, but respectfully, I also have a moral obligation to the future of this planet. And so if we have this information, we need to get it out to the public and we need to be, I hope to see the younger leadership in the Rubicon start to stand up, and I hope to see that older leadership start to, you know, let's congratulate them. You did a great job. You got this thing going. Now let's take it to its potential. Let's remove the vertebral subluxation in that group, and let's really take this thing to another level.
Well, yes, and that's where chiropractic, if we want chiropractic to have a future, that's where it resides, for sure.
And you know, Danny, that is punto.com, as we say in Spanish. I mean, that is the end. What you just said there is the period at the end of the sentence. We really can have it all. And that's the whole thing, is that's what people don't realize. You know, in that book, Think and Grow Rich, the first thing Napoleon Hill says is the universe is abundant. You can have everything you want in this world, but you have to ask yourself two questions. Specifically, one, what is it that I want? And number two is, what am I willing to sacrifice to get what it is that I want? And I got to tell you, Danny, I know exactly what I want for this world. I want a world where every man, woman, and child on the planet has the ability to be checked for vertebral subluxation and adjusted when necessary from birth. And I know what I'm willing to sacrifice. I've been willing to sacrifice popularity. I've been willing to sacrifice people liking me. You know, I've been willing to sacrifice finances, time, energy, time away from my family. I've sacrificed a lot to get to that level. But because this whole thing, and we started out this conversation, this whole reason we're here is to find out what our gifts are in this world and then contribute those gifts as much as we can. Find the others, as Dr. Jack Bourla and Monique Andrew always says, you know, you got to find the others that have that similar purpose and vision, and then use that synergy that you have and the synergy of different gifts that you have to create something long-lasting after we're gone, and something that transforms and evolves the world. I mean, we got this gift September 18th, 1895 from D.D. Palmer, and we've been struggling for the past 30, 40 years with back pain and neck pain, and, you know, what do we do? Listen, now's the time to break free of those old paradigms and move this thing to really the true greatness, the diamond in the rough, which is chiropractic. It's just ready to unleash. The question is, you know, are you man enough? Are you a woman enough to step up and actually lead? And that's the idea. In this crisis, the leaders are going to really start to move this world forward.
Yes, absolutely. And we have the choice of either leading or simply allowing others to lead and define us, other professions, that is, right? So we have a choice to make. And this is the opportunity to see, we're really seeing the curtain be open of what's going on behind the scenes and decide if we're going to take it or we're going to move forward, right?
Correct.
So, yes. Okay, so I got to tell you, Liam, I'm so excited to have you on this podcast, and I'm so excited to have you at Mile High again, because of the message that you bring and the importance of that message and the clarity that you bring to chiropractors, chiropractic students, and their teams to help them inspire and refocus on what's most important. So I want to thank you in advance for doing that.
Well, thank you, Danny, for the invite. I'm always surprised when I still get invited to speak at places, especially when I get invited back. I think my talk at Mile High this year is going to be probably one of the most important talks that people can hear in 2020, especially, you know, after this crisis is over and we're all trying to figure out how to, you know, put the pieces back together and do it optimally. You know, one of the reasons that I've been so successful is because I'm an expert at developing systems and then monitoring those systems and making the changes necessary to dynamically adapt to whatever the business environment is. And I'm going to be going over those core elements of the Schubel Vision and Lead system that we've used to create now 20 offices. We have 25 associates, and that doctors around the world are using to streamline their practices, make them more profitable, make them more fun, and keep in line with the principle of chiropractic while they're doing that and serving their community. So I'm going to be going over that in my typical way. You know, I do it not in like a college professor type way, no offense to college professors. I do it in a real world, practical, and I throw some humor in to keep people on their toes while I present. So I think this Mile High, and by the way, Danny, not only will I be looking forward to my talk, but I look forward to everybody else's talk. I look forward to sitting in the front row and taking notes, because every time I go to Mile High, I leave there with tips, tools, and strategies that I can adapt to my practice. Because everybody that comes to this world, as we talked about at the onset of this program, comes with a gift. And I'm excited to listen to the gifts that everyone else has and see different perspectives that everyone else has, so that I can use those different perspectives to profit in my world.
Yes, and I so appreciate you doing that through so many ways. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for being at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd, 2020. It's on, and you can find out all the details at milehigh2020.com. And it will be over the top, and I think we're all going to be at a time in our in the global picture that we are going to be so eager to be around people at that point, you know. So I know the energy is going to be at an all-time high. So we look forward to seeing you there, Dr. Liam, and I thank you again for all that you're doing through all of this, through for humanity, okay? So thank you so much. And remember, everybody, never miss any Mile High Tick, and keep changing spines, lives, and minds with chiropractic.